Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Rumberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Libby.
And a lot going on here at the King's Castle. We recently celebrated a big milestone.
Yes, we have reached our 20 millionth visitor.
20 million people since Graceland first opened for tours in June of 1982.
Man.
And our 20 millionth visitor, millionth.
That's right.
Is a word we've been saying a lot around here. Her name is Tiffany Greenoak, originally from Montreal, Canada, now living in London. Of course, she was here on her honeymoon with her husband, Rob.
Can you believe it? I mean, it was just such a surreal moment.
They were beyond excited, and of course, you know, we felt like stalkers in a sense, kind of hanging out in the ticket pavilion waiting for it to click over to the 20 millionth visitor.
And then boom, and it couldn't have been more perfect.
They were truly great folks, big Elvis fans.
Yeah.
They got married about a month prior to visiting Graceland, and this was their honeymoon to the States, a big trip, and they were visiting, what is it, believe, Las Vegas, Nashville, New Orleans, Memphis, and then, of course, capping things off at Disney World. But coming to Graceland was a big part of their trip. They even had Elvis music at their wedding.
That's right. They said, you know, their moms were big fans, grew up with Elvis music in their homes as kids, and they, you know, they always listen to Elvis music now. So, and you can always learn more about their story if you want to go to graceland.com/news.
Yes, and if you also want to learn more about the contest we have going on right now, the Graceland's 20 million celebration, you can go to graceland.com/news. It's the top news story, and enter to win a trip to Graceland. There'll be a daily prize pack winner every day for the next 20 days since we crowned our 20 millionth visitor. And one grand prize winner will win a trip to Graceland and stay at the brand new guest house at Graceland. And of course, you can enter online and here in person at Grayson. You can also upload a photo of yourself for free to be a part of the official Elvis Presley's Graceland fan mosaic. Your photo will become a part of the treasured Graceland archives, and a large version of the mosaic will go on display later this year at Graceland. Hopefully, it'll go up in time for Elvis Week.
Yes, you know it's always fun. You can scout out the mosaic, which is not all that difficult because it's huge. It's massive.
And if you upload your picture, they typically tell you where to look for it.
Yeah, so you can scout out where you are within the Elvis mosaic. It's very, very cool.
So all of those photos uploaded will actually go into, those digital files will go into the Graceland archives and be a part of Graceland history as we celebrate this amazing milestone of 20 million visitors. Now, just a second ago, we mentioned Elvis Week, and Elvis Week keeps getting closer and closer.
Oh my gosh.
We're into May, and we've actually already got some events that are sold out.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, all access passes were sold out, like, very, very soon.
Gone.
Within weeks of selling the first ticket. But now, our gospel event is all sold out. The VIP is all sold out. And our ETA event is
VIP.
ETA VIP. There's lots of initials, but those
are
sold out.
Yes, there are. That can be a tongue twister sometimes.
Only for me, I think.
No, I couldn't get it out either.
ETA VIP.
Yes,
VIP,
say it five times fast. If you can do that, send us a digital file, ETA VIP, five times fast, and you'll just get a little special shout out on the Rubberneckin'
Podcast.
That's right, because you can say it. Because we can't.
No.
But, of course, you know, we're just so excited that we reached that 20 millionth visitor milestone, and Jack Soden actually came out to greet them, and Priscilla Presley even spoke with them by phone. Yeah.
How cool is that? And, you know, she had a lot to say about congratulating them on this milestone. And I think it was really cool.
People hand you phones quite a lot to speak to their mates or someone. And they go, oh, could you just talk to the person? Never in my wildest dreams would I have thought that someone would hand me a phone with Priscilla Presley on the other end of the line. I mean, maybe in a really wild dream, you know, one of those ones that you wake up and you go, oh, well, that could never happen. But it's just terribly exciting. I mean, she is my definition of glamour and, you know, so exciting.
I mean, and Tiffany, you know, a big Elvis fan herself, kind of was also told us, even before they became, we told them that they were the 20 millionth visitor, that her attire, she didn't look entirely like Priscilla, but she was kind of channeling that Priscilla's, that 80s, that 80s Dallas look is what she was going for when visiting Graceland.
Today. Yes, she had a little ode to Priscilla.
She did, so certainly wish them the best as they head back home towards London, and of course going home with a great prize pack, including the new 60 CD Sony box set was part of their prize package.
Yes, very, very cool. Can't wait to listen to that.
So that about does it for this edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. Before we go, we just told you about some sold-out events for Elvis Week. Go to elvisweek.com and look at all the events, make your plans to be here, and buy your tickets now because they could be sold out
next week. They're going fast.
They sure are. Well, that's it, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.